morning, America. Welcome to Hump Day Wednesday. Big show now on the radio for Wednesday, April the 19th, 2023. 6:12 in the morning. Robbie and Rochelle, whole crew is here. 107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM on your Boss app, on your Alexa. You know, I was just reading something that use of smart speakers is down 20%.
Down, huh?
From the last year. Isn't that interesting? I wonder if people are just getting bored with the Alexa thing. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder.
I think people are thinking that they listen to you. I tell you what, I and it happens too often in my house, at least, for it not to be an accident. Oh. We'll be talking about something, and then within a couple of hours, our Google or our Facebook or our computers have ads for what we were talking about.
Yeah,
always. It happens all the time. And they say they're not listening. They're absolutely listening. I don't know if they're just listening for keywords or whatever, but... there's no way I don't care what anybody says. They're definitely listening.
We don't have an Alexa in the house because Robbie does not like them and has been afraid of them since day one. But that still happens to us. So I think...
Well, it happens in your phone. Your phone seems to be
right,
listening to you.
Well, right. Maybe you still get phone, ads everywhere. Yeah.
Maybe it's the phone.
She's not kidding. I'm afraid of it. And I'll tell you what it is. I mean, I don't mean that I think the Russians are listening, although they probably are, right?
No, the Chinese.
Oh, the Chinese are listening.
Chinese
that's right.
Yeah.
But I remember there was a story maybe 4 or 5 years ago where they said that people could hack them and then they could make it talk to you. And there was a story that somebody had been hacked and that they made it cackle like a witch. And someone, when they first started getting hot, one of the record companies or something gave me one as, hey, check it out.
Yeah.
I had it plugged in and I was like, well, this is cool. You can listen to the radio station. I threw it away. I did. I brought it outside into the garbage and threw it away because I didn't want the damn thing in my house. And
ever since. Witches cackling at me.
That's right. I told Rochelle, I'm like, we're not having one of these. I don't want it in my home. I'm not doing it. So we don't have it.
It's true.
But
I have 3 of them in my house.
I like them. I think they're nice, especially if you have some of the smart controls in your house with the TV and the lights, because it can control everything. You can just say, Alexa, turn on the TV, and it'll turn it on.
You know what I realize is we probably do have some in the house, and she just doesn't tell me. They're probably in a kid's bed or something like that, and I just don't even know they're in the house.
There's
one in the bathroom.
The kids do have one in their bedroom, but it's not plugged in.
They have an Alexa in the bedroom?
They do.
Where did that come from?
They got it as a gift 1 year. But it's not plugged in.
Guess, yeah.
That's right. I'm like the deputy mayor. I'm the boss when she's not home. You know? I get the memos after everybody's left the building. But
this is great, though. I've got one right here. Good morning, Alexa. Oh, didn't answer. Yeah,
that also sounds like what happens in our house.
Witch.
it's just no.
Witch.
That was a news story. It scared the daylights out of me. I didn't want the thing in the house. I'll tell you what is cool is that Nest, you know, where you get the one control panel and you just walk in the room and say, hey, turn the fireplace on. Turn on the TV. I mean, that's kind of neat, I guess. But
yeah,
that's
my son Connor has that. Yeah.
That's connected to your house's electronic system. It's not something connected to Wi-Fi, you know?
Yes, it is.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
Well, why the hell does it need Wi-Fi to turn on stuff in your one? It's only operating
because
in your house.
How else would it turn something on unless you had a bunch of cords going everywhere?
Bluetooth, isn't it just a voice command for a knob?
No.
Now, hang on a second. Hang on. All right. Hang on a second. When you had a fireplace in the house, the electric fireplaces, right? Uh-huh. I had one of these, one of the places I lived, right? There's just a little switch on the wall, and you wanted to turn it on, you turn it off, there's a switch. Isn't this just voice command for a switch?
You have to get, you can't just, no. You'd have to set up the switch so that it's connected to the Nest.
Why does it need to be connected to Wi-Fi to turn something on in my home?
Because you'd have to change out everything on the fireplace to have it connected to the Nest. You can't. It's not just going to like know to flip the switch. That's not how it works.
It's like a lamp timer.
So like if you want your lights turned on and off, you have to replace your bulbs with the Nest bulbs so that it can talk to the Nest control center.
What about the clapper? Can I be like that old lady in bed where she goes,
oh, I love the clapper.
On.
There was nothing better than the clapper.
And I'll tell you what, they're not ashamed of their demographic at all. I love those commercials. They got some old lady in a house coat laying on her bed. She's like, clap on. That's what I need. That'd be pretty good.
There you go.
And they still make those. You can still get a clap on.
They still make those, you think?
You can still, yeah, I know they do. Let's see. Clapper. Let's see what we got here. There it is. The clapper. Oh, no, it's got an app, the clapper.
Oh, see? It's connected to Wi-Fi now. Wi-Fi. Everything's got to be Wi-Fi.
No, here it is. The clapper. It's still in the box. It looks exactly the same. It's the same thing. Original home automation. Let's see how much they are real quick.
I'm going to take a guess.
$30.
I was going to say $29.99.
$30. Yep. 30, yeah, 20. Yeah. Oh, no. Come on, that's outrageous. It's $29.93.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to get me a chia pet and a clapper. It'll be a good day.
Oh, you can get chia pets, too, though. They got tons of those. All kinds
get
of different
Get the Bob Ross
pets.
One. That's the best one.
Sure. Yeah. And don't forget about the club for your steering wheel.
Yes.
You know, those work, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
We just had a story a few weeks ago that somebody tried to steal a vehicle that had the club on it, and they couldn't steal the car. And I was amazed that was still, people were still using the club. I didn't know that was a thing. Club.
Clap on.
Yeah.
Clap off. The clapper.
Oh, we should give those away as a prize or something.
I think people would love it. I really do.
Get a couple out. We need to get a couple of those. Call the clapper people up. Tell them we need 10 of them.
Hey, Dorothy, where'd you get that? I won the clapper from the radio station. Oh, that's beautiful. Nice going.
People would love those.
They'd love it. I have no doubt. I'd love it. The hell with the cash. Bob, keep the money. We're going to give away clappers on the air. It was Nolan's idea. It's going to be great.
$300. We'll get 10 clappers. Let's go.
It's the whole spring promotion. Boom. Done.
Hey, you don't get that on the point station.
No, you get nothing over there. You get nothing.
Nothing. Oh, man.
Thanks, Joe. Anyway. Good idea. A little shopping. We've done a couple of days of shopping. Well, I was with you for one of them, but you've done a couple of days of shopping because I realized that I am out of shirts. And I said, listen, I understand that I'm trying to take off a couple of pounds here and be in better health, mm-hmm. as we've talked about ad nauseum on this program. And I know that I'm a big fella, and I've certainly not lost any weight in the past year, but still, I have had a bunch of shirts last year. Every summer, I'll buy a country, four or five short sleeve shirts for myself for summertime. And this year, maybe one of them, maybe two, fit. And I say, come on, I can't have gotten that big that. And you say, well, the problem is I buy you really cheap ass job lot shirts for
$4. Well, that's what you want me to buy.
Yeah,
that's
fine.
That's what you approve. You can spend $4 on the shirt. If it's any more than $4, I don't want it. I don't know how you spend $4 on a shirt. I don't know where you're finding these shirts. There are more than that at the Salvation Army.
The thread count of the Ocean State job lot shirts is like a 2. And that's not an insult. That's what they are.
Right.
They're just cheap shirts.
Right, so they shrink and they rip and they tear.
And I think that's what it is that they shrink more than, because it's cheap. The materials are cheap, is that they shrink and they don't expand more than they otherwise would in the wash. Or at least that's what I'm going to tell myself about why my shirts don't fit. So we go to the store, and I realize now that you can't find my size unless you're in the big and tall section. Right. Very rare that I find a shirt that fits well unless it's in the big and tall, because not only am I a big fella, I'm a tall fella.
I'm kind of surprised you haven't always had to shop in the tall section because you have a really long torso. I can't imagine that your shirts fit you properly.
This is part of the problem, is that I get the muffin top and it makes the shirt, because my waist is not that big. It's been the same as always. It just all went right to the middle, and then I got, for a big guy, I don't really have huge, broad football shoulders.
No, you don't have big shoulders.
And I got no butt, so it's all right in the middle around my belly button. That's where it all goes.
But you're so tall. I mean, your jeans are, the length is 57 for the length. I don't know where you're getting these crazy long pants, not in the tall section.
Well, I'm glad you say that, because I realize now that just about the only brand I can buy is the Shaquille O'Neal collection. I'm telling you, all my sport jackets
you
now.
You and Shaq.
Most of my short sleeve shirt, all my dress pants now, everything is Shaq.
Yeah. Yeah. He's run a monopoly on the big and tall section.
It's like I'm dressing like I'm in Space Jam. Because I can't seem to find anything that fits well for me, whether it's dress clothes or casual,
that isn't
from the Shaquille O'Neal collection. And this is kind of a strange thing, where all my clothes are from Shaq. That's a good thing, Robbie. You look real snazzy in my clothes. Thanks, big guy. I mean, he's a big fella. That makes me feel a little better about myself, because he's enormous. I'm a big. That's it. I'm just like Shaquille O'Neal. That makes me feel less fat. Is that I'm like Shaquille O'Neal.
You guys will star in the next Twins movie together.
It's just that I am big and tall. You are big and fat.
Oh.
No, he's just sturdy.
Big,
yeah,
he's a big guy.
I got nothing but plump in the middle. Got Nathan's hot dogs in the middle. Shaq and I are going to be in the next Space Jam movie.
Yes.
Me and Shaq. I bet you he's on the Ozempic. That's a big fella there.
I don't know. He doesn't really need to be. He's proportional.
I know.
That's his deal.
I'm just trying to make myself feel better, because all I can do is buy the Shaq apparel. I don't fit in anything.
Well, he's in good shape, too. I mean, my gosh, he was a professional athlete.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. He's a big guy, but he's very proportional. He's very... Yep.
Big head, big feet.
Big, right.
Big everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Would you not say I'm in good shape? Is that what you're trying to say here? Is it Shaq is in good shape and I'm not in good shape?
I was not comparing the two at all. I was just saying that, he is a professional athlete. He's in good shape.
It's just... you probably have gone through this a little bit when you walk. I think most people have, because I think the expectations of some of the... retail brands are just ridiculous, because you walk through and it's like after size 30 they got nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel terrible about yourself that they don't have, you know, it's small, medium, large. I mean, most of us are not small, medium, large, you know. I think the majority of people are probably at least an extra large, you know, because they're cut so teeny as it is, you know.
Yep. That's why God made the XL store.
That's where I got to go. I got to go. Yeah. And I find that check stuff fits me the best. So I got to go to the big and tall store now. But
listen, my frustration is I like to shop the clearance racks because I'm cheap like that. And it's only ever extra small and small left on the clearance rack. Like they're ordering too much of these teeny tiny sizes that nobody is buying because those are the only ones left to put on the clearance rack.
Yeah.
Enough. Who is an extra small?
Well, I'll tell you. Joe, I don't know if you know this. My mother teaches fashion design, and she's still working, right? So that's what she does. Yep. And she has a girlfriend of hers who's the same age. They're both in their 70s, right? And we were talking about how hard it is. My mother makes some of her own clothes, how hard it is to get stuff. And I said, well, your friend, she's a teeny tiny little woman, right? She's maybe 5 feet tall. She's a size 6. And I said, that can't be. She's one step above being a little person. She's a size 6, so the cuts of these clothes today are ridiculous.
Yeah, she has to get her stuff custom made from your mom, which is crazy. But.
No, I think she's able to buy stuff is what I'm saying. But my mother and a lot of her friends that she has made through, they make clothes for each other because this lady goes to the store and it fits her. But otherwise, you know, she's got the body of a 12-year-old.
The other issue for women in particular is that every shirt is only a half shirt now. So they don't make, like if you go to any clothing store, they're all these crop top shirts. I'm like, can I have the rest of the shirt? Like, I want the bottom part too, if that would be okay.
Joe, don't you think that's kind of skanky? I don't care for that in a woman. I don't think that's sexy at all to have your belly hanging out. Unless you're a teenager, I guess that's fine. But for a woman, that's really not appropriate. Don't you agree with me?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oh, I got good news.
Yeah.
Two clappers are being delivered here a week from Thursday.
Stop
Come on.
It. You bought clappers?
I bought two of them.
That's amazing.
So we got to give them away, though. We got to give them away. So that first week in May 1st, 7:15 or 7:10.
Dead guy in the envelope Monday morning.
Dead guy in the envelope, you win a clapper.
I also love that it was bought on Amazon, which usually things take a day or two, but this one's not coming in until May because
there's no fast shipping
on the clappers.
It's fine.
No.
give me an invoice and we'll pay you back for those clappers.
Sure you will.
The clapper.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to pay you anything. The radio station is.
That's true. When it's their money, you're good with it. Yeah,
there's no problem. Hey, Bob, we bought some clappers.
Bye. Bob, don't worry about it. It's going to be great.
I like those clappers. We have those at our house, too. Those are great. Joe is correct.
That's why I'm glad I'm not there. I drive him absolutely insane.
He talks about you all the time. Don't you worry.
I drive him insane.
Don't you worry.
Bob, don't worry about it. Everything's fine.
No, you know what? You'd bamboozle him into buying us like a snowplow or something with the station logo. You come up with these crazy ideas. It's like, well, Joe says we need to do it. I'm like, Bob, I said it. Why didn't you listen to me? But that's all right.
I have experience.
Everybody, oh boy, everybody loves Joe.
No, that's not true at all. But it's just really funny though. I think it's gonna be great. So we got to get a promo together. We got to do all this.
All right.
This is giving away clappers.
You're stressing me out now. Can you just, can we let this go for now?
Why? What's the problem?
Because you're write promos and you're added to my to-do list. You're giving me things I got to worry about now.
I'll do it. Don't worry about it. I'll do it.
Okay.
Just relax. I'll do the whole thing.
Don't believe that for
right
a second.
Here in the traffic center. You're good. Don't worry about it.
That's fine. Well, then it's all being handled by you. So if someone wins a clapper and doesn't get it, it's Joe's fault. I just want to be clear about
it. No. Let's not get crazy. No, that's, I'll get them to you. I'll get them all to you. As soon as I get them, I'll get them to you.
Great. Good. We have time to squeeze a couple of these in. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. People love it. It's time for pre-coffee thoughts.
Yes.
It'd be a great spring promotion for a radio station to give away a clapper. No, wait, now how did that get in there? Give everybody go around the room and write these down, and we try and guess who comes up with what. And they're just a little stream of consciousness getting us a little closer to the weekend. That's why we do pre-coffee thoughts. You know, it keeps the brain strong during the middle of the week. McDonald's French fries go from delicious to inedible in 10 minutes.
Yes.
And stay exactly the same for the rest of eternity. Eat them fresh, baby. Dip them into coffee.
Gotta have them fresh.
How about this? Dairy Queen really doesn't have enough dairy products to be considered the queen of dairy. There you got the ice cream. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Has to feel at least a little bit disappointed to be number 11 on the FBI's most wanted list. There's 10 more dangerous criminals than you. You're just number 11.
Failure.
You're like a one-hit wonder.
You're a failure.
Many tattoos or surgeries have probably been ruined by an unexpected earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
No regrets.
Yeah, that would not be good.
All my glasses are broken.
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes have absolutely no standard size.
Very true.
Trying to carry your groceries in one trip is probably the most effortful form of laziness.
Yeah.
Effortful.
Effortful. That's definitely a word.
Did you know you're legally allowed to throw someone's ashes in the ocean, but not their corpse? I beg to differ with that. I think it is all right.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah, true. No one would question you if you're like, I'm spreading grandpa's ashes from the urn, but you're throwing a body wrapped in a plastic bag. They're going to call the FBI on you.
It's just grandpa.
There's no actual donkey in Donkey Kong.
Yeah, he's a monkey. That's
the internet, internet would care much more if your dog was stabbed than if you were stabbed.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
That's kind of a dark thought, but
it
probably
is,
true.
But true.
You have matching underwear with lots of people you have no idea about.
Ew.
All right, that's enough of that. I don't want to. Time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. We hear from local businesses, organizations, community groups, charities, all trying to make a difference, putting on fun events, give back to their communities, and we share them right here every morning about 620 and 835. You got one. Boss Text Connect, send it to us, 732-774-4444. You can do it on Facebook. You can also do it at 1071theboss.com, or you get a complete list of station events. See where the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour anytime, including with Van Dusen live for Cinco de Mayo en la Radio Escondido, starting at 3 o'clock on May the 5th. Cinco de Mayo will be a big party with music, games, giveaways, drink and food specials, and of course a live mariachi band.
It's exciting.
It's at 3 o'clock Friday, Cinco de Mayo. Get more at 1071theboss.com. The Middlesex Fire Department Carnival goes on this weekend, runs through the 29th, starts on Saturday, runs through the 29th, Mountain View Park next to Middlesex High School. There'll be rides for all ages, tasty festival food and treats, carnival games and prizes and more. It's campies.com for the info. Spring Stroll 2023 goes on all weekend in Allentown. Over 150 local vendors, wine, and a charcuterie garden. Hello.
Ooh, that's fun.
They'll have music, a petting zoo, bounce house, food trucks. Park at Allentown High and then take the shuttle for your convenience. It's AllentownNJ.com for the details. Beer Run 5K and Beer Festival goes on Saturday noon to 4, the village at Allaire. You can run or walk through the historic village and cross the finish line to a craft beer festival. Like the hamster on the wheel chasing the treat.
Yes.
You're chasing a beer festival.
It's exactly how you're supposed to do a 5K.
Sign up, get all the info at TheBeerRunNJ.com for more details. There you go. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. On the way, we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline. We're talking to Clark Gregg. He's from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., a bunch of those Avengers movies. He's got a new Netflix show. We'll find out about that. We'll do what he said.
She said.
This morning, about 7:50, we'll check the socials for Mom Confessions, 7:20, 9:20, a little after 7:20, Boss Ticket Window. Win them before you can buy them. Passes to see the rock and roll band Greta Van Fleet at the Garden. Chance at the cash this morning. We'll get you qualified for the $5,000 in your hand with a couple of $100 out of the free money machine. It is all on the way today. You know him from the Iron Man movies, Avenger movies, the video games, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC. Actor Clark Gregg is on the line. Good morning, Clark. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for asking. You got a brand new show out on Netflix this week. Always exciting, I'm sure, to launch a new project, Florida Man. How's that feel?
I'm excited about it. This one we finished, I think, just over a year ago, and it was a really wild, fun shoot with a really spectacular script, a neo-noir kind of funny thriller set in the wildness of Florida with a really amazing cast. And I've been waiting for this one to come out. I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Is this filmed on location?
Well, nothing's ever shot where you think it is. And so this is Florida Man, but it might have been shot in North Carolina.
Okay.
A few days in Florida for some particular locations. But
I'm always fascinated by that when I get the chance to talk to an actor and say, where was this filmed? And I assume that it's going to be Florida, that it isn't. It's so funny how that works.
No, and I do think they shoot some stuff in Florida, but they really tend to go where there are crews, where there's a kind of production facilities, and a lot of times where there's kind of financial incentives for people to shoot stuff.
Let me ask you kind of another behind-the-scenes question. You said you've been waiting for a while to get this thing out to the public. Are we still backed up, with TV shows and movies and such with COVID delaying everything?
I do think everything got a little slower. You know, it's masks and takes longer to shoot stuff and for all the safety that I think is necessary. But then also, you know, there was a backup of stuff and kind of getting things done. I think in this case, this show really takes a risk. It really tries to be a really unusual tone. It's funny and it's scary and it's emotional and it's sexy. And it's got a very specific feel that includes the absurdity of a Florida man. And I think it just, they really took their time to get the music and the feel of it just right. They asked me to direct the last two episodes, so I was involved in some of the post-process editing those episodes, and it was really interesting to see the care that was being taken to get the tone just right. And it was produced by this company, Aggregate, Jason Bateman's company,
right,
and his partner, Michael Costigan, and they really brought something very special. Jason's show, Ozark, also, I think, was kind of funny and dark at times, and I think he was really helpful in this process.
Right, I've seen the trailer that they sent along here, and I think you say it right. It has a neo-noir feel to it. It's a little, kind of a dark, it looks kind of like a thriller, but it also has a couple of funny little lines there. So I think it's got a little something for everybody. So interested to see how this thing goes. I'm sure it'll be in the top 10 trending shows in no time.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad you get to flex a muscle as a director, too. That's going to be kind of interesting to try that. Have you ever directed before? I should probably know that about you, but I don't.
No, I've directed two independent features, a movie called Choke, another movie called Trust Me, that were very much kind of Sundance independent features. I directed two episodes of my television show, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that was, again, very different, very specific world. It was five-parted, and they had a real relationship with the crew and the cast. This was the first season of a new and, as I said, kind of tonally complex show.
Yep.
So there was a lot to try to figure out on the fly.
Clark, I got to ask you a couple questions here about Agent Coulson. I mean, you must have people coming up to you all the time wherever you go, because, gosh, there's all the movies in the universe: Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Thor, Avengers, Captain Marvel, like you say, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the animated stuff, the video games. Is it possible for you to get through the day without a kid or somebody running up to you and asking you an Agent Coulson question?
luckily, no. Luckily, when I go out in public, there's families, there's people who really have spent some years invested in the Marvel universe, and I love that.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to do any of the Disney stuff? Because I mean, that might be kind of fun to kind of walk and watch people, walk into the Marvel world that you get to walk into on a film set at the theme parks.
Oh yeah, there is a new Marvel element at Disneyland. I haven't been to it yet. Someone told me they had Phil Coulson's suit there. I want to go see my suit.
Yeah, I was going to imagine that would be maybe the greatest selfie ever if you happen to be there that day and someone's like, "Oh my God, there he is! It's Clark Gregg. I see him."
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the brand new show premieres this week on Netflix. It's a limited series, Florida Man. It looks really cool. We're excited to see it. Clark, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks so much.
Florida Man, because it's always Florida. Florida.
Wonder if he stopped by the Publix while they were down there a couple of days ago.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Of course.
Got to get some water bottles for the whole cast and crew at the Publix.
Oh, man. The best ever. Best place in the world.
Like I say, he's one of those actors, it's kind of funny, where you know his face the minute you see him, but then I say Clark Gregg, you go, who's that now? Then you see, like, oh, the Agent Coulson from 15 Marvel movies and the TV show.
So
kind of funny. He's very famous, but yet not that famous. It's kind of a weird thing.
But he's one of those guys you pass on the street and you look, who was that guy?
I know that face.
I know him. Yeah.
And the voice. It's like when you hear the voice, you're like, that sounds so familiar. And then I did the same thing I Googled. I was like, oh, yeah, he's like in everything.
Yeah. Four Iron Man movies.
Yeah.
Two of the Avengers movies. He's got the TV show. He does the video games. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a crazy thing.
A lot
thing.
Of money.
Yeah, it's a big bucks there.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money.
Can you imagine the bucks there? There's a guy that popped up on the TV yesterday, and they're advertising he does a Peloton class. And he's super annoying. He's one of these, let's go, let's get on the bikes and do this stuff. And I said, how rich do you think this guy is? $10 million. This is something we do. We watch people on TV, and then we wonder how much money they make, and then we start drinking. $10 million to teach a bicycle class. Unbelievable.
Well, that Flo lady, she was picked out of obscurity, and now she's a gazonclinaire, from Progressive.
Oh, Flo the Progressive. Yeah, she must be. Must be.
Yep.
ShamWow guy. All of them. They're all super rich
all
in
them.
Those things.
Yep. Yep. They all made a ton of money.
Sometimes you need to be
watching for them.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about a mutual friend of our show. I said, if I was a millionaire, I wouldn't be working. I don't know what he's worried about. I need to be on a beach.
Exactly.
Instead of wasting your time, I'd just be on a beach somewhere tanning myself,
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I just looked it up. You want to take a guess on Clark's net worth? This feels a little icky since we just had the guy on the line, and here I am talking about how much cash he's got
in
the bank.
But
it is morbidly of interest, is it not?
$40 million.
No, less than that. I thought it'd be huge bucolas, but no.
$10 million.
More.
20.
Yeah. $20 million right. bucks. $20 million bucks for Clark.
It's more money than I'll ever have.
Well, you never know.
No, I do.
You never know.
Okay. I'm not going to hold my breath.
Well, I wouldn't say hold your breath, no. But I don't want you passing out or anything like that. But it's also funny when you see some people in a movie, and here they are, you know they're in a movie. So you say, oh, okay. Because one thing to say, oh, you pass somebody in the street and go, wait a minute, was that?
Yeah.
I feel like I know that guy. Yeah. Is he somebody? But it's another thing when you're watching a movie and you say, no, who is that? And you do this all the time.
I do.
You say, I know that he's somebody. I just don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They were on an episode of Spin City in 1999.
It is usually somebody very random who had a 10-second role in something. I'm like, I knew their face. I knew it.
And I know when this happens, I got to hit pause because we're going to have a 15-minute discussion. I go, okay, go ahead. What do you want to tell me? Go ahead. I'm listening. It's all right. I just going to hit pause and we'll get through this and then we'll go back to the show when you're good and ready.
Okay.
TV viewing with Rochelle.
It's very true.
I want to get an update from you. How's the knee feeling?
It's okay.
Just okay? I don't feel like you'd tell me if there was something wrong.
Well, you would know if there was something really wrong because it would really hurt. So I would have to tell you. It's
okay.
I don't
think you'd have to tell me. I think you would keep it to yourself and try and get an appointment and tell me you were going to the store, and I would never be the wiser. That's what I think. Because I worry, and I make a mountain out of molehill sometime, but sometime my worry is justified. And I heard that snap yesterday, and it just concerns me. I know you think it's just meniscus, but I wonder if you didn't pop your kneecap.
I don't know. I don't know what I did, but I'm able to walk. I'm able to move. It does bend. It does go straight. It almost feels like I need to pop it again.
That's what I'm saying.
That's kind of what it feels like. So I don't think I don't think you can dislocate a kneecap. I don't think that's a thing. I don't know, but
I think can it pop out of its, the cartilage could pop out or something, couldn't it?
Well, that's basically what a torn meniscus is. Yeah. So you can have it, like it's the cartilage that's in there and it could be folded, it could be ripped, it could fall out basically. Yeah.
You know what it probably is? Slip. Probably COVID.
It's probably COVID. COVID of the knee.
Everything's COVID,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Probably COVID related. You go on WebMD, you type in your symptoms. One of them is always COVID and cancer, no matter what.
I'll mask up my knee. It'll be fine.
Are you wearing a brace? No, it's a leg mask. All right. Well, good. I'm glad you're telling me the truth. You're feeling better.
I promise I'm doing okay. Yes. Right. Thank you for asking.
We had a number of messages about that. You can connect with us anytime. Text Connect 732-774-4444. We do check them all day. All the socials, we're at Robbie and Rochelle Radio, wherever you get your podcast. And we're right there, 1071theboss.com. Show is always on demand as well. We're in demand and on demand.
Yes.
Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one. We start at number five and count down today. Number five, there's a big brouhaha, of course, here about pizza yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a guy down in Philadelphia, a pizza delivery man, who's getting praised by local police for tripping up a suspected car thief that was on the run.
I honestly feel like I did what anybody else would do. I stuck my leg out and caught a pretty nasty bruise on it, but it is what it is. I'll survive. We were high-fiving, honestly. We were celebrating together a little bit, but I felt good about it, and I think they were happy to have an extra hand or foot to help them out.
So the deal is this guy's running from the police after they catch him on a camera that sets the alarm off while he's trying to steal a car.
Oh.
And this guy happens to be a couple of houses down delivering a pizza, sees what's happening, and he puts his leg out to trip the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
He face plants. Cop catches up with him and cuffs him, and that's the end of that guy.
That's so amazing.
Wonder if anybody got a free pizza out of it. Hopefully it was a Hawaiian. Because I stand by
my previous
statement.
Okay.
Number four, Netflix has got a new documentary out about Anna Nicole Smith. It's called Anna Nicole, You Don't Know Me. It'll begin streaming May 16th. We got a little clip of the trailer out today.
Hi, it's me, Anna Nicole. I got married when I was 17 years old. And I thought to myself, I'm so lonely. If I have a baby, I'll never be lonely again.
Wow. Shades of Britney Spears there. Even sounds like her a little bit, doesn't she?
Oh, it does kind of sound a little bit like Britney.
I always find it unnerving because people have named her as one of your celebrity doppelgangers.
Me, yeah.
And I always find that to be unnerving because she's kind of a tragic figure, you know?
Well, so am I. Just tragic in a different way.
You're not. Yeah, maybe a little bit you are.
Different kind of tragic.
Credit score, bank account.
Yeah.
Maybe the first 24 years of your life.
Tragic.
All right. I take it back. Number three, 22-year-old guy in England. Got dressed up as Gandalf. That's the guy from The Lord of the Rings, right?
I think so, yeah.
With the beard and all of that. Kind of looks like the old man in Harry Potter. Yeah, I think they're very similar. Anyway, he goes on a pub crawl because all his buddies are dressed up and this is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess who he runs into at the pub? Sir Ian McKellen, who played Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movie. He said, came up to him and asked how old he was. He said, well, I just turned 22. It's my birthday. He said, he shook my hand and said, happy birthday. I was completely flabbergasted.
That's amazing.
Man, nerd for the win, huh? That's Nerd One Universe Zero. Pretty
Absolutely.
Impressive.
Absolutely.
That's a guy trying to impress all the ladies. If he's like, hey, I just met Ciri and McKellen. I'm just like Gandalf. They're like, you may not pass. Panties are not dropping.
Yeah, it's not sexy to dress like a 90-year-old guy. It's just put your beard away.
Poor guy on his 22nd birthday. He might have met Ian McKellen. He might have met a celebrity. He's getting no action.
No, no.
Number two, speaking of a guy getting no action, King Charles is about to be crowned on May 6th, his big coronation, right? Be the only second televised coronation in history. Because, of course, Queen Elizabeth was in there so long, they didn't have TV before her.
Right.
It's also the very first to be streamed. He'll be receiving a 17th century crown, and he'll be presented with some of the crown jewels of the House of Windsor. And all I can say, it's about time, because he haven't had any crown jewels till now. That's the double zing against the king. Double zing against the king. Hey. Uh-huh.
I'm really interested to see if the crown is going to go over his ears or if his ears are going to go like over the crown.
Triple zing against the king. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Want to go for four? Is that a horse pulling a carriage or is it Camilla? Hey now!
Oh.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. It was a cheap shot, but we all enjoyed it, didn't we? We did. All right, sorry, Ian McKellen. Bonus story for you. In a new poll, 49% of people said they'd rather serve on a jury than have to do their taxes. Hopefully you get your taxes done yesterday, unless you file for an extension.
Yeah.
22% say they'd give up sex for the rest of their life if they never had to pay taxes again. 10% say they would clean prison toilets or gas station bathroom toilets for 3 to 10 years if they did not have to pay taxes during that time.
Really?
Man, I thought I had problems. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, I don't...
Absolutely rather pay $5,000 in back taxes, $10,000,
yeah,
than have to go on a jury. 100%.
I wouldn't mind the jury. The jury that... No, that's...
I'd say jury duty, kidney stones... are in my top 10 worst fears of life.
No, I wouldn't mind jury duty, but cleaning the bathrooms and not having sex ever? Ever?
Says ever again, 22% of people. It's almost a quarter of people would rather not pay taxes and never get laid again.
I'll pay the taxes.
All you have to do is dress up like Gandalf. You'll never get laid again. You don't have to worry about the taxes. Bonus story for you. There's a zookeeper in China that saved a panda bear's life this past weekend.
Aww.
It was choking on a carrot.
Aww.
He managed to pick the bear up, give him the Heimlich maneuver, and get the carrot dislodged from his throat. The panda bear is going to be just fine.
Poor little guy.
The panda bear weighs 500 pounds, believe it or not.
Wow.
And we can laugh about it now that we know he's okay, but it's kind of funny to see this guy trying to put his arms around the belly of the panda bear, do the Heimlich maneuver. Here's some of the video of this. Oh, my God. I guess there's no audio of him, but...
We should find audio of him. Have you ever heard a panda eating? They are so loud.
Look at this video, though. We should post this so people can see what it looks like.
Oh, look. Oh, my gosh.
That poor bear.
He's just, like, flinging him around.
There's a panda eating a carrot normally, by the way.
They're the loudest eaters ever.
I was looking for his name. They don't list his name anywhere, but I'm just glad he's okay.
Yeah,
I'd stick to bamboo, buddy.
Who's your daddy?
And number one, new study found that you could add 10 years to your life by spending 45 minutes a day doing some kind of art that you enjoy. Researchers found that when you get into art, it reduces the amount of stress chemicals in your body and can lead directly to a longer, healthier life. So put down that hamburger, do a little Bob Ross painting.
I'm so bad at art. Like, it's just not... It's not good.
You can add whatever you like. Some pretty little trees. You want to add a little stream? Let's add a little stream.
I do think every time I watch Bob Ross, I do feel like I can do what he's doing. He makes me feel like
Bob
I can
Ross
paint
just
it.
Upsets me because he makes it like it's so easy that anybody could do it.
Right. Well, that's
and
why
they can't because he's a talented painter and he makes you feel like you could do it, but you can't do
but
it.
But he does tell you exactly what to do. He tells you what paintbrush to get, how to put it on there, and you just put it on the canvas. And
it don't work like that.
I feel
that.
Like I can do that.
It don't work like that. I mean, it looks like I could clown makeup on a canvas. Wednesday, world famous celebrity birthday file, Maria Sharapova, the tennis star. She's 36 today. Ali Wong, she's got a new show that everybody's talking about called Beef. Have you seen that on the Netflix?
Oh, on Netflix, yeah.
She's 41. Hayden Christensen from Star Wars, Kate Hudson. Remember we had her brother on, Oliver? He's
Oliver.
A funny guy.
Very, very funny.
James Franco, Jesse James. He's the one that was married to
Sandra Bullock
and screwed that up because he's a cheater.
Yep.
He's 54. Ashley Judd, Mark Volman, the lead singer of the Turtles, you know, Happy Together?
Oh, yeah.
He's 76 today. And Tim Curry, he's had some rough times as of late, but he's still cooking. He's 77. Today is National Garlic Day. I said, Garlic Day.
Yum.
Also a follow-up to yesterday's argument about pizza, National Banana Day.
Uh-oh.
And National Cat Lady Day. I'll be sure to text my sister later on and wish her a nice day.
Oh, no.
I'm sure she'll be watching the king.
Oh, no.
That's a quintuple king zing.
Uh-huh.
That was Charles, by the way, is what that is. Aha. Uh-huh. That's Charles. It's a king zing. Aha. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I tell you what, if that was a game show, I would watch that. Aha. Uh-huh. His little head pops up. No whammies, no whammies, no Charles, no Charles. Aha.
He's going to be in all their money now, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe not all of it, but I'm sure he's going to be on it. Yeah.
No whammies.
Aha.
I used to love that show, the original one. The new one's ridiculous, but the old one is great.
What the heck is that show called? Is it Chain Reaction?
No whammies.
What's it called?
Stop.
Can't think of what that show is called, but everybody knows.
Push Your Luck.
Oh, Press Your Luck.
Yeah, Press Your Luck. Press Your Luck. Yeah.
Press Your Luck. Yeah. Press Your Luck.
Was that Bert Convy? I'm trying to think of the original show. Yeah, some one of those guys.
Those were great. Back in the day, those were great. Now it's terrible. But back then it was really pretty funny.
Is there a new version of that? I wasn't even aware.
Yes. Yeah, it was on for a while.
Oh, all right.
You know, in the summer, how ABC goes like all game shows.
Yeah, I think Elizabeth Banks was the host or something. Yeah.
They had the Card Sharks, and that didn't last very long. And I love the old Card Sharks. That was a good show. And I guess Match Game was probably canceled with Alec Baldwin's troubles.
Yes.
Because that was pretty funny when he was doing that.
That was funny, yes.
Because I think they used the original set with the shag carpet and all of that. It was kind of fun to see it again. But
yeah, it was great. There was nothing better than Gong Show, though, back those days. That was the best.
Well, remember, they tried to bring that back, and they had Mike Myers hosting the show, but he was not Mike Myers. He was playing like a parody of a game show host. And it was almost too weird.
Yeah, it was. But originally with Chuck Barris, oh, my gosh. That was the funniest thing ever.
You ever read his book, The Confessions of a Dangerous Mind?
No,
it's interesting. He claims to be an undercover CIA agent. It's a strange thing.
The unknown comic and who's the other guy?
Gene the dancing machine.
Gene the dancing machine.
You know, he also Chuck Barris wrote the song Palisades Park about the former.
Yes, I did know that.
Yeah, the former New Jersey amusement park. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a wild place, Palisades Park. I remember going there when I was a really young kid.
Okay, that place closed in like the early 70s. You must have been a little guy.
Yeah. My grandmother took me there years ago. I remember that. And that was a big place for music radio, Sony, WABC, Dan Ingram here. He used to be up there at the Palisades Park all the time. Yeah, he and Cousin Brucey all the time.
They put all those artists out there on stage and
go see
a show at the music park.
Yeah. It was great.
And you want to... want to see something wild on YouTube? There's a clip, and it's kind of tame now, but on the old Gong Show, there's a famous, it almost got canceled because he put these two girls on, and their talent was that how quick they could lick a popsicle, and it was a big scandal back then. It's really not that salacious now, but at the time, it almost it was like a big national thing about how he was obscene, and it was a big deal. So the Popsicle Twins, I think it's called.
And that was on like at noontime or something like that.
Can you imagine that?
In the middle of the day.
Oh my God, this is terrible. Close your eyes.
Hide your wigs and keys. When Gene would come on and Chuck Barris would be going like to the next act, and all of a sudden you'd hear, dun, 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 and he'd go, oh, it was hilarious.
You know what's great is Rochelle is just sitting here going, when is this going to be over? I don't know what they're talking about. I've never heard of the show.
I've heard of the Gong Show.
That would have been in the late 70s. Right?
She's got no clue. Yeah. And to be fair, that's before my viewing time as well. I was
in college. We used to watch it in the talk studio at WSOU. We'd all go in there at lunchtime and have our lunch.
Seton Hall Radio.
Seton Hall. And we'd sit there and we'd watch the Gong Show. furthering our education.
Yeah, look at you now.
Oh, man.
Got a little note here. I want to say congratulations to Paige Peters. She is a graduate of Toms River High School North. She now goes to Vanderbilt. And I guess she was quite the bowler when she was in high school, started when she was a little kid. And now she's an NCAA bowling champion.
Wow.
There at Vanderbilt. She won the women's bowling title last
weekend.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That is cool. And I'll tell you what, if you're going to be a high school bowler, you better be this good or else it's a nerdy hobby.
Yeah.
But when you're this good, man, you're a rock star. So good on you, Paige Peters. A couple of people love her. Toms River High School North, so we give her a little shout-out. So, happy to do it. That is impressive, because I couldn't bowl 70 if my life depended on it.
No. Me either. I'm terrible at it. But it's good to hear Vanderbilt's good at something. So
I'm a little surprised at that. I would have thought that you were a good bowler. I wouldn't have been surprised if you told me you used to be in the league. You seem like you'd be really good at it.
Never. The only time we ever went bowling was at my birthday party when I was a kid. Mm. That was the only time. Never went bowling. Never got into it.
I'm sure I've told the story that I went to a bowling party when I was about 8, and they had only those big balls.
Yeah.
That's just a standard bowling ball.
I know, but I was used to the little duck pin balls, the little teeny bowling balls. And yeah. I got
you were used to that stupid New England bowling.
Yeah, I'd never even heard of that until he told me. He's like, you bowl with the big ball? I'm like, what's the big ball?
Stupidest thing in the world.
Well, Joe, I can't help where I grew up. I don't know why you got to be nasty like that.
You know what? I'm not being nasty. I'm just saying, you go up to Cape Cod, and everybody says, come on, we got to go bowling. And you go bowling, you walk into this place, where's the bowling alley? Because it's like kids bowling. It's mini bowling.
It's not mini bowling. It's like they're just smaller balls. What's wrong with that?
It's like that set, that plastic stupid play school set you used to get when you were in school. That's I honestly, when you're like, do you bowl with the big ball? I was like, I don't understand. This is just a regular sized ball. I don't.
Well, if you're an 8-year old kid like I was at the time of this story, which by the way, you people didn't let me just finish here. You got small hands. You got to stick your fingers in those little slots there. It's difficult to roll that ball.
Sure.
It's for people that are either kids or inexperienced. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Instead of putting the bumpers out there in the lane, right?
Yeah.
No, it's a stupid game.
So you're saying it'd be akin to mini golf, much like instead of playing.
No, because mini golf holes. Is still the same size ball and
mini
club.
Golf is fine. You know.
It's just putting. You're just doing the putting part of the golf.
Can I also make a point that I'm not from Cape Cod? I'm not a Kennedy or anything, so I don't know where you came up with that. I'm from Cape Cod.
Isn't everybody up there from Cape Cod?
I think I've been to Cape Cod maybe twice in my whole life. So.
Really? Yeah. All right.
Well. Yeah, we're going to go to the bowling alley there and go and throw the little ball there. But anyway, the story I was going to tell is that because I never used the larger ball before, I went to throw, and somehow I threw it up in the air and it knocked down a ceiling tile and I was asked to leave the birthday party. And my parents, you know, you're calling on the payphone in these days, they didn't pick up the phone. And by the time I finally got a hold of it, I ended up sitting on the curb at like 8 years old for an hour and a half.
That's
before
so
I got
sad.
Yeah, it's a terrible childhood memory and you people are harassing me. So.
Mm. Well, you were clearly strong enough for the big ball, so if you could throw it in the ceiling.
I don't think I could do it now. Congratulations.
No. Oh, no. Bowling now would be hazardous.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably pull something out of my, wouldn't my arm, it'd be my leg, you know?
I tell you, last time I actually went bowling is like one of these Christmases a few years ago, and there was nothing going on a couple of years ago, and we went over to go bowling. And
on Christmas?
Tell you what. No, right. Actually, it might have been Christmas or the day after. I don't know. But, you know, listen, you have no idea how much alcohol is consumed in this house over holidays. And what happens is that somebody has to be sober, which is usually me. And somebody has to, which if you know me, that's shocking. And, you know, so they wanted to go bowling. So I said, all right, get in the car. Let's go. So we then went bowling. And I just stayed in the bar. That, you know, to me, that's what bowling is. It's an excuse to go get a pitcher of beer and watch people play bowl.
Yeah, this is why I assume that you might be good at bowling or have been in a bowling league, because I think of it as beer-consuming sport.
No. I'd rather sit and watch someone else play than actually participate.
I got something forwarded to me here. Do we have time for this? You got a minute for this?
Yeah, go ahead. Quick. Yeah.
I'll go do your thing. We'll do your thing. We'll come back with this. Someone forwarded me this Twitter thread. I know you heard about the rat lady, the rat czar in the city. She has a business card that says Director of Rodent Mitigation. And a lot of people thought that was kind of funny. That, you know, obviously she's charged with cleaning the rats out of the subway, pretty much what her job is. She's the Director of Rodent Mitigation, so people have come up with what they call fancified job titles for everyday jobs.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Our friend Curtis Sliwa actually wanted that job. Believe it or not.
First of all, Curtis is not my friend. I'm not a big fan.
Oh, he's my friend. He's my friend.
But he's a nice enough guy. And secondly, I don't know why he would want that job. Yeah. He's another person that's got plenty of money. Just move to Florida. What do you want to be the rats are for? I don't understand. I don't understand why these people want to keep working. Jesus.
Oh, man.
You want to hear a couple of these?
Yeah.
This is funny. It's a Twitter thread this morning. Kathleen Karate is the brand new York City rat czar. Mm-hmm. Taxpayer-funded position to clean up the rat problem throughout the five boroughs.
Paid well, too.
$175,000 a year position.
Yes.
So the official title is Rat Czar, but on her business card, I guess somebody zoomed in on a picture, and I could see her business card. She's listed as the New York City Director of Rodent Mitigation. And this cracked up people on Twitter, so they call these fancified job titles for everyday jobs. Not making fun of these jobs.
No,
a fancy way of saying Executive Aeronautic Safety Compliance Inspector. be a TSA worker at the airport.
Oh, okay.
Executive
Aeronautics Safety fancy.
Compliance Inspector.
Wow.
Nighttime Human Slumber Behavior Official. It's the overnight supervisor at a group home.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is good. Lactose Extraction Technician.
Is that a mom who's nursing?
Jesus, no. It's a farmer milking a cow.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
You're such a mom. And we'll get to the mom confessions in a second here. Product Placement Engineer. That's a stock boy.
Oh, okay.
Or that a stock woman.
That sounds much nicer.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Grand High Exalted Mystic Ruler of Morning Broadcasting. Me.
Yeah. Okay. Morning show host.
No,
yes.
Really. Yes. Probably Sid Rosenberg. Just ask him.
Uh-huh.
Domestic Engineer.
I don't know.
It's a housewife or a
housewife.
Mr. Mom.
Okay, yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
Mom or a
yeah.
housewife, yeah. A field nourishment consultant, fast food worker.
Oh, okay.
I've heard this one before, and I think this is kind of nice. Director of First Impressions, receptionist.
Oh, very, that's nice.
Very important
yeah.
job. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is.
Mortar logistics engineer.
Mortar? A bricklayer?
A bricklayer.
Okay.
Yeah. This might be my favorite. Gastronomical hygiene technician. That's a dishwasher. Busboy dishwasher.
Those are fantastic.
Isn't that pretty good?
You got to get business cards that say those.
Makes you feel a little, I'm grand, high, exalted. If I tried to put that through to our reception, receptionist who sends these things out, she'd be like, we're not doing that.
No, she would laugh at
You're
you.
You're not getting that.
She would laugh
Just
at you.
Just forget it, pal. It
would be great on a business card, though.
I don't understand why anybody. They said he mentioned our friend there that I know, another guy used to be a radio guy, but he's been in politics.
Yeah.
Guy's like a millionaire. He wants to be the rat czar. What do you want to be the rat czar for?
To say that you're the rat czar?
Go to Florida, relax, retire. Come on.
Who doesn't want to say they're the rat? You know
Me.
What? I'm a czar. I'm the rat czar.
You want to be a rat czar? I don't want to be a rat czar.
No, I don't. I want the payday, but I don't want to be a rat czar.
I'd like people to be monitoring my sleep at the group home. I'm fine.
I don't like rats, and but I can never kill an animal. I would be a terrible rat czar. I'd be trying to collect them and give them new homes, and it would be.
It sounds like a James Bond villain.
Yeah.
You're rescuing the rats of New York.
I wouldn't be able to
Come
kill
with
them.
Me, my babies.
I don't want them in my home or anywhere, but I don't want to kill them. I don't know.
Is that a mom who's nursing? No, it's a farmer milking a cow.
Basically the same thing when you're nursing, let's be honest.
All right, let's talk about moms. Hashtag mom. We do hear from grandmoms, sometimes from dads as well. It's just all about what it's like being a parent, what you remember from being a parent. You send them in, we search that hashtag, and we read them every morning about 7:20 and 9:20 like this.
At Jess B. Watson said, I'm not sure what I did wrong, but the pile of Legos left on the bath mat while I was in the shower this morning seems like some kind of a threat.
You step on one of those.
Ooh.
You will not be a happy camper. She's not only Jess B. Watson, she's Jess B. Watching you.
Ah, yes.
Jess B. Watching. Jess B. Watson.
Brianna Patterson said, how dare my 15-year-old mock me, I think indignantly, as I'm checking my Twitter account where I've been writing snarky tweets about her for the almost 7 years.
Don't do that. Don't write about your kid online. Don't do that.
Well, what do you think mom confessions are?
I don't know.
You're writing comments about your kid.
I'm just saying don't do that.
And John Stephanie said, babies are okay if you're into alarm clocks that poop.
That's it. Amazon one star. My alarm clock crapping everywhere. Had to get a dad confession. And every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, we search the hashtag. We share them right here. Just how painful was hearing about old game shows for you? Was it? How bad was it?
I mean, I love game shows.
Gene the Dancing Machine.
I don't know who the Popsicle Twins are. I don't know.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
See, it was a famous incident, is what I'm saying. Not expecting you to know who they are.
Okay.
We were mentioning earlier that the new rat czar in New York has a business card. People are making fun of this online. Calls herself the Director of Rodent Mitigation. And we were talking about fancy titles.
So good.
For everyday jobs like a cow milker was my favorite. That's Lactose Extraction Technician. You're a farmer that milks a cow. Or a field nourishment consultant, a fast food worker.
Yeah.
So go ahead, think about what you do for a living and give us a fancy title for yourself. Fancy title for your... I'm the Grand Poobah of morning radio transmitting signals. How about that? See what we're saying here? Fancify your job title. Make it sound a little more special, a little more sparkly than it really is.
I'm trying to think. I used to be a server a long time ago. I would say that I am a food and beverage distributor? Distributor.
Distribution engineer?
Yeah.
Distribution technician?
Yeah.
How about when you own a wedding business? You're a bride cash extractor.
I
was an alcoholic.
You must work with Brian.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Fancify your job title. That's the deal. That's your he said. Let's open up the phone. 732-774-4444. We started getting these, as I mentioned this earlier, on the text connect, so I thought we'd see what you come up with. 774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us.
$5,000 in your hand.
It's the boss.
Hello?
Hi, you're caller 10. You're through to play for free money.
No way.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Heavens to Betsy. God. What's your name?
Lisa.
It would have been really weird if your name was Betsy. Lisa, where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling from work.
Okay. Work is good. What town? Can we get a town?
Howell.
All right.
Okay.
Lisa in Howell is qualified for $5,000, $5,000 in your hand. So kudos on getting this far. Let's see how much money we got out of the free money machine for you this morning. Here it goes. And 100, 200. 250.
Oh, boy.
Looks like 250. No, wait a minute. Here's another 350, 400, $500. Maximum cash jackpot this morning. $500 cash qualified for $5,000. Lisa.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
You're welcome. You got any plans for that cash, by the way?
I'm going to go on vacation.
Oh.
Oh, good for you.
What's your destination of desire?
Well, Spain.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
I can't think of anything Spanish off the top of my head. Hola. Mambo number 5. Okay. Lisa, tell him who is Jersey's free money radio station.
The Boss, 107.1.
Well, you're backwards, but that's okay. You just won $500. I understand. And you're qualified for $5,000. Lisa in Howell, two more chances to play and win for the money today. Keep it locked on the Boss all day. Yesterday, LedgerNet, that's a website. All they do is monitor celebrity wealth.
Yeah.
They put Bono, there he is with U2, Bono number 2 on their list of the richest rock musicians, $800 million. Only behind Sir Paul McCartney with $1.2 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
And it goes down from there. My poor Elton's only worth like $400 million.
What's he doing?
He's struggling.
How is he handling life?
I don't know.
Life?
He's always buying Cheerios. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. This right here is 107.1 The Boss, also on 99.7 FM in South Jersey. Anywhere on the Boss app, real easy to listen on your phone, on your laptop, on your TV, with your smart speaker too. Got a he said.
She said.
Going on here, talking about jobs. I don't know what they pay, but sometimes they get fancy titles. Take a job and then fancify it. Give it kind of an elaborate title. Maybe an unnecessarily over-the-top title for that job description.
Text from 0021 said, informative wrangler for impressionable youth.
A teacher?
Teacher for first, second, third graders.
Yeah, sure. I don't know how impressionable they are. You got to get them to pay attention
That's
first.
That's true. That's true. Eric said, ceramic detergent sanitizing general.
Dishwasher?
Yeah.
Sanitizing general.
Yeah. And text from 3434 said, taco engineer.
Is it a Taco Bell person?
He's a chef at a Mexican restaurant. I would love that job.
Maybe for Escondido's in Freehold. We're going to be out there on Cinco de Mayo. You never know. I talk about sanitation. Have you noticed that there are just fewer and fewer by the day? You know, they talk about payphones going away at all public places. Fewer and fewer sanitation stations.
Yeah, hand sanitizers.
That's one of the things I really liked about COVID life, was that there was sanitizer everywhere.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but you shake hands with somebody, or you touch something, you touch a doorknob or a bench or something, you want to wash your hands, because it's one thing to say, well, I'm going to eat, and then you think of it, but even if you just, like they say, you touch your face or something.
Yeah.
I don't care for that at all. So
I have found those ones that were all installed on the walls, you know, the big ones that people were putting up, that you could go the public use ones. They're still there, but the dispenser's completely empty.
I know, and it's, people look at you like you're an idiot now, because you go up and they go, it's empty, it's not full. Well, why not? I mean, I guess it's, like I say, the same as a payphone, where you go up to them, and maybe there's a payphone still somewhere, but then you pick it up, and it's not connected to any kind of phone line, or anything. Right. It's just sitting there. And boy, do you want to sanitize after touching a payphone, if you find one.
Yeah.
Line 2, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
How about a petroleum disbursement agent?
Controlling disbursement agent?
Petroleum?
Oh, petroleum disbursement agent.
Oh, you pump gas?
Fuel guy for a construction company.
Yeah,
all
okay.
Right, yeah. Well, see, I feel like that deserves a fancier title.
It does.
The kid at Wawa? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It depends how seriously he takes his gig.
I hear you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. I'm going to put these cones here, 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 and here, and allow one pump to be open. Regular? You need a receipt? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm going to go in and get my free coffee now. Fancify your job title. That's your he said.
She said.
We'll grab a few more here. 732-774-4444. 774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. I got a special hello I got to do here. Mm. It's a Cindy all day. She listens to the boss. She had a fall the other day.
Oh, no.
She got to get a hip replacement. Said she's in the hospital, got the radio station going. It would just make her day if we could say hello. So we're glad to do that. Cindy Esther.
Oh, thank get you. Well soon.
Get well, and thank you for listening. Hope we make you smile a little bit today. All right. Want to say congrats again to Jordan Rosen. Jordan is in Brick, and he was caller 10 earlier out of the boss ticket window. Got passes to go see Greta Van Fleet, great rock band, MSG, September 12th. Tickets on sale Friday, but he won them before he can buy them. We got the money coming very soon. Sometime before 10 o'clock, get you qualified for $5,000, and we'll play for some cash out of the free money machine. Now, we've had a couple of people just call up and go, hey, how are you? Did I win? No, you can't just call, unfortunately. That would just, that wouldn't be fair to anybody. We're going to give everybody an equal chance to call and win here. So, hey, good morning, the boss. Hi, money, please? No, I mean, I'm not an ATM. There's contest rules we have to follow, or it wouldn't be fair to everybody. Everybody gets a ready, set, go, an equal chance to play and win for the money. At least, you know, it's not like that app where you just enter it and hope that somebody got the text or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll do that sometime before 10 and three times today for the $5,000 in your hand.
It's he said, she said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
By the way, we just played the Eurythmics a minute ago. I know we're always behind on this, but Dave Stewart from Eurythmics was on with his daughter on American Idol.
Oh, yes.
And she started to cry on stage and ran off. Did we ever hear, did you ever read what happened, what the deal was on that?
She was not feeling well and did not feel like she could give her best performance.
So she just quit the whole show?
She just quit.
Man, that's a bold move, isn't it?
My guess is because her dad is someone famous, she just assumes it'll happen for her anyway.
She just coast right through the whole thing?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's like, you remember Aretha Franklin's granddaughter was on a year or so ago? And she didn't make it very, I don't think she even made it to the voting round.
No, she didn't, but she was only 15, so she was
but then
good,
she got offers from all these producers.
She did.
And now she's a millionaire anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's probably
what she's assuming.
I sound really bitter, don't I?
Well.
Narcissistic attention seeker. American Idol contestant.
Yeah.
See, that's what we're talking about here. He said, she said, we're talking about fancify your job title. The new rat czar in New York has a business card that started trending. Director of Rodent Mitigation.
So good.
Is it Kathleen Karate, I believe it was her name? Mm-hmm. Director of Rodent Mitigation. And so there's a whole thing going on Twitter this morning, people coming up with kind of funny, elaborate names for everyday jobs. Window cleaner, transparent wall technician. See what
that's
we're talking
good,
about?
Yeah. Kelly said, still life obtainment specialist.
Hmm. Taxidermy?
No. Oh, she's a photographer.
Oh. Sorry. Still life. I assumed you meant dead. My bad.
Text from 3599 said, aquatic life support systems.
Hmm. Is it a fishbowl cleaner or something?
Yeah, they clean fish tanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of a fun job.
Yeah. A text from 1290 said, I do PC repair, and my business card actually says master level computer wizard without the cape.
Those are the older people, and I don't mean to make fun of older people, but even now they look at people that don't have fixed computers. It doesn't necessarily have to be a younger person, but any person that knows how to fix a computer is just like a superhero. Like, they can't understand how anybody could know how to fix a computer. And listen, I'm one of those people,
by the
way.
Yeah, I have no idea. I can fix computers.
They kind of just like an amazing, like a magician, like a wizard if they know how to.
It is kind of a wizard job, because if you've ever seen the inside of a computer, it's like, I don't know.
I think they're getting more technical as time goes on because they're able to do more. But like my buddy Danny in the late 90s, early 2000s, he used to build computers and sell them. He'd go on CompUSA and buy the parts. He'd build his own computer. Now, again, there's the bandwidth or whatever, the memory they've got now. But
I have to have Lola, who's 12, do everything. I'm like, I don't know. Lola did it. I don't know what I did. I can't change it. I don't know what to do.
You send Rochelle a text. You may or may not.
I have no idea.
May or may not get a response. You have no idea. What was the one that made fun of me?
Michael said BS artist.
Radio DJ.
Radio DJ.
Morning host at the boss. That's great. Fancify your job title. Your he said.
She said.
Thanks for having some fun with those. We keep the boss text connect open, although Rochelle really doesn't know how to use it. 774-4444 or the Facebook.